This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On today's show, we feature a Winona band who performed at the Metal Show at Dibbs Cafe. This band plays locally from the Twin Cities to La Crosse and identifies their music as chickcore. Their playful stage presence mixes with driving rhythm, engaging crowds wherever they go. The band will share with us how music has been a part of each member's life and about the release of their upcoming album. Stick around to hear one of their sets live in Winona. This is Brianna here on KQAL in Dibbs Cafe. Do you guys want to introduce yourself?
We are Lum, Love's Untold Miseries.
I'm Mike. I'm the drummer. I'm from Winona. And we got Lum here, Love's Untold Miseries.
I'm Mikey D, and I'm the rhythm guitarist.
This is Timmy Baby, lead guitarist of Lum, Love's Untold Miseries.
I'm Jacoby. I do vocals.
I'm Andy Lubinski, born and raised in Winona, playing bass.
Okay, so I was reading about you guys, and I'm curious if you could explain to me what chickcore is, because...
That's actually, basically, you know, we're going to be pretty blunt about this. We make music for chicks, and the core in it is just kind of the distortion knob being turned up.
The crunch distortion.
Nothing, you put the amount of chicks that we want to get with our music, and we put it with the core, it just makes chickcore. It's pretty simple.
It's very creative. Is it working?
Next question.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about how you guys came to be a band.
Pretty simple. Me and Michael, the rhythm guitar player, have been playing together since like freshman year in high school. We kind of went through a series of bands until we finally fell in love with the people that we're now with. And so that formed like about a year ago. Timmy Baby, our lead guitar player, was actually in a band with our drummer, Michael Keenitz. They were in Tatstum, if people remember that. And so those guys came together. We all joined forces and to make this thing called Love's Untold Miseries. It's crazy.
So where do you guys usually play?
We play down in La Crosse, up in the cities, and this is actually our first local show.
True.
Hopefully many to come.
So what's the typical venue like? Where do you play? Bars, birthday parties, children's shows, all of the above?
Yeah, typically bar mitzvahs. And then some like local shows just like where they have other bands just kind of similar to our genre, I suppose. Although we don't know too many other chickcore bands.
It's one on your own. What would you describe your sound as if someone weren't to be able to come tonight but wanted to know what to expect in the future?
I'd say we're kind of a mix between Big Time Rush. Well, like Big Time Rush with crunch guitars and unclean vocals, I would say.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, Timmy writes all the songs, and you can definitely see a lot of influence in that area. We're also huge Jay-Z fans, and you'll definitely be able to see stuff like that throughout the show. Rihanna, he likes Rihanna. I don't really like her.
But. And what's your creative process like? So you write the songs. How does that work together? Like, how do you guys come up with a finished song?
I actually write all my songs on a program, PowerTab, and then we actually use Skype and other things. Everyone learns their part, and we all come together as a band and jam it out.
Basically, it's just like a little MIDI program. A lot of bands do this, and then they'll send the MIDI and they'll send like the files through, and people will learn them. And then I take about 3 or 4 months and I'll finally write a song.
Do you have anything recorded?
Yeah, actually, the CD will be coming out very soon. I know a lot of people are anticipating it. It's been taking a long time. We had a lot of setbacks, but it's almost done. It's pretty much self-produced. I go to music school for audio engineering, and so a lot of it's self-produced. It's gonna be shipped off to Finland, a guy in there I know, and once that's done over there, it'll be come back and over here, it'll be mastered, it'll be good to go. It's gonna be called Live Laugh Lum.
When did you all first get introduced to music?
Well, I've always loved music my whole life. You know, I've always been drumming. I went over in the cities for a while, and I went to music school for drumming. I always kind of loved it, so music's been a big part of my life.
I'm Mikey D. I played piano for about 7 years since I was real young, and then I was forced into playing guitar, and I didn't want to, but I guess that was a good thing that I learned it. And then picked up trumpet. I really didn't like that. It was a good influence on my musical abilities.
This is Timmy Baby. I heard The Used, and I loved The Used, so I started playing guitar, and that's about it.
This is Jake again. Basically, I used to play a lot of sports, and then I realized that I wasn't going to the NFL or the MLB. I knew I had to find something else that I did a lot, and I always used to sing when I was little. And so I took that, picked up a guitar, got a lot more serious about it, and now I go to a music school, and I'm going to do that stuff because it's fun. Andy, your turn.
Andy here. I started my musical journey in fifth grade playing the trumpet with Mike. We were marching band buddies, and then I started playing bass guitar in jazz band in seventh grade, and I don't know, been playing ever since. Jazz band and chick corps, I guess. So
sorry, I forgot to mention I played trombone for a long time. Shout out to Mr. Gleason.
Okay, do you guys have any really memorable shows?
We had a show that went horrible. It was pretty funny. Michael wasn't there. He was in DC for some reason, like he just goes there for 3 days. And so we had to play with just one guitar player, and before the show, I asked if we'd need to tune the backup guitar, and Tim said, nah, it's cool, we'll be fine. He breaks a string, second song in, puts his amp on standby, so he's trying to get noise from his amp, he forgets he puts it on standby, so we're sitting there for like 5 minutes, and things just were kind of, oh, the wireless cut out, our wireless router or receiver is cut out for some reason, I don't know what was up with that, but either way, that show was for Mike. We all wore Mike Duran shirts, and we were still proud of ourselves after it. So.
Any other embarrassing moments?
Sometimes I like to experiment on stage, and when I look back on it, it doesn't really look so hot. I'm sure if you asked other people, they could point some things out, but we stand by everything we do on stage.
Well, where do you see you guys in the near future as a group? Warped Tour, is that what I heard?
An African tour.
African tour, okay.
But no, seriously, I have access to these awesome studios at my school, and so we're just going to keep pumping out music, and if people want to listen, cool. If they don't want to listen, well, we're still going to keep pumping them out because it's a lot of fun. That's about it. And yeah, we're just trying to get more shows.
Does going to school for music affect how you play in this band? Like, what about that plays into your music making?
I think a lot of the people get annoyed sometimes with me thinking I know a lot of stuff. Is that true?
I would say, yeah.
Yep. And so...
skill and you're the annoying guy.
Right. No, but seriously, I think it does help a little... It does help a lot because we keep growing our sound and stuff, and we know that we have to keep pushing ourselves to move forward. And so... going to that school, I'm learning a good like roundabout on a lot of things in general with music, and so constantly applying it to us and pushing us forward to be a lot better and to keep this going.
You pretty much summed it all up.
If you had to give advice to some kids wanting to start a band, what would you say to them? Words of wisdom.
Definitely want to practice your scales. Know your metronomes. Know your key signatures. That's very important. Yeah, if you don't practice to a metronome, then you might as well not be practicing. But if you want to be good, just do it every day and actually take it serious. But also have a lot of fun, because that's what we do. You'll notice that.
What other genres of music really influence you guys, aside from just what you play? I know people are pretty well-rounded what they listen to. Do you have anything that you just love that might not seem like it fits?
Basically, the only thing other than like metalcore and like Blink-182 and that kind of thing is classical music. I love classical music.
Pretty much an alternative guy. Anything from like from the metalcore to the math rock, math core, pizza core. but I like a lot of stuff. I really get into movie scores too. I'm a huge Hans Zimmer fan and stuff like that. I'm addicted to the Chili Peppers right now too. But a lot of music. Andy, go ahead.
I'd say like the classic rock. Listen to Van Halen, Journey, everybody likes that kind of stuff, and Scorpions, I don't know, just kind of that kind of stuff back in the day is pretty important to listen to, so you can kind of get a feel of what it was like, and you can kind of incorporate that into what you're going to play.
Well, I used to be into a classical guitar type thing with vocals, and then I kind of moved to Winona, and these guys introduced me to, Jake introduced me to Avenged Sevenfold. I got it in and out of them. And then I went to Shinedown, got in and out of them.
And we're huge Weezer fans, too, by the way.
Oh, and still a Weezer fan. Okay. And then Tim got me into August Burns Red and some of those other bands, Mice and Men. And then, yeah, then it really got rounded, so.
Oh, basically for me, I guess, I used to be real big into, like, just death metal, speed metal, you know, drumming real fast. I'm real big into that. And then, yeah, some black metal, just all the different kinds of, like, grindcore and, you know, metalcore. And but lately I've kind of been getting into, like, the pop scene. You know, like Bieber. I really like that.
And you were obsessed with Limp Bizkit pretty bad.
You were a huge Korn fan.
Yep.
Never let you live that one down.
Limp Bizkit, Korn, you know, Linkin Park, all the good bands like that.
Where can people find you if they want to learn more about you after they hear your music?
You can just type in Lum on Facebook and we live stream on Stick AM. And we have
practices.
Yeah, we live stream our practices and working out and going in the sauna. You can find that link on Facebook. If you have any of us on Facebook, you can get that link from us too.
Also, I found a really nice strategy for promotion, and it's going on Chat Roulette and playing songs. See, it's kind of tricky. I trick people because I'll go on there, I'll play some pop songs, and I'll say, if you like these guys, you'll love us. And we've gotten a lot of attention from that, and it's pretty cool, though, because we got a lot of people all over the world who liked our page. And so once the music comes out, you know, there's people in Texas, there's people in Virginia, there's people in California. I don't know. But I think it's going to prove itself. I think it's a very good promotional skill. So I do that quite a bit.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for interviewing with me.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
What's up, North America?
We'll be right back.
How's everybody doing tonight? Good.
I'm gonna give you to the count of three to get your lousy, lying, low down, four flushing carcass out my door. One, two.
She wasn't the one to be what's up the one. this one's for the girls.
Have you guys ever been sad, depressed, and unhappy? Vomit, nausea, diarrhea, all that. I just had a friend go through divorce. Her name was Catherine. This one's for Catherine. Catherine Perry, here we go!
How about
how about we move around a little bit, you know, have some fun. This one's a little faster. What's up? How about we get a circle pit? We'll be right back. Thank you guys, really. Hey, guess what? This next one is going to be the last one. So if you don't move, we're going to get off the stage. Shane Mueller on guest vocals. Have a good night. Thank you, North America.
Thanks again to the members of LUM for taking the time out to interview with us. More information on this band can be found on their Facebook page, and they also stream their practices live on Stick FM.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.